You're about to see and hear, should you be so foolish as to have just joined us, is Ray Charles.
Hello. All right. 3, 4. I got something, yo, in my bones. Make me want to shout hallelujah. And I want to
sing along.
Lift every voice and sing, till it in heaven ring, ring with the harmony. Oh, let it ring. Let our rejoices rise high. Love has your sea.
Let the beat shake from the place. Say it loud. Say it real loud, y'all. I'm screaming this morning. I'm so proud to be black this morning. I woke up this morning looking at it and said, oh, God, thank you. Thank you for the melon. Thank you for who you made me. Thank you, God. Thank you. I thank you for just being who I am. It is so good to be black in spite of what some of you might think. Black don't crack. A lot of folks want to be black, but you don't even understand how to hold yourself together and know who you are. Every morning I have my grandchildren, my children, all through all this, we're proud to be black and who we are. And because of who we are, we must make sure as a people, we go back to the days when they said, you're not just doing it for yourself, you're doing it for your race. That's the way we was raised, and that's what most folks think, and we must go back to that. That's what most folks think about their race. We are doing it for the race. You're not doing it for your child. You're not just doing it for yourself. You're not just doing it for just anybody. You're doing it for the race. And once you understand that you are doing it for the race, then your whole being will become different in terms of how you see, how you act, how you serve and protect the black community. Before anybody else can serve and protect the black community, we must serve and protect the black community. Welcome this morning, y'all. We're going to have kind of open this morning, kind of open-ended. I will give you a few things and concerns that I was looking at. But if you want to talk about anything you can, we can talk about it. It's kind of open. And let's just kind of talk this morning about what's going on with us in this city, in this county, in this nation, really, what's going on with black people. If you want to talk about the lady on the Capitol, I guess I'll let you. Even though I'm not put too much into it. I think somebody told me she was from Africa. I got to find out. You know, it's kind of interesting because it used to be that when you heard certain crimes, whether somebody hurting their baby, certain murders, or certain things people did, you could always bet your bottom dollar it wasn't somebody black, and those are certain things we didn't do. And one thing about those of us who are in America who've been here since slavery, the descendants have very seldom of enslaved Africans in America have very seldom created any kind of acts against the country like that. I'm not just talking about the girl I'm talking about, because we were so worn to be not sure where we was that we always kind of certain things we didn't do. So if you don't talk about that, you can. I'm not going to be saying whether the capitalists, what they did. I watched the video of what she didn't do. My thing is with the parents, why would somebody let her be with that baby? But, you know, usually I don't go into those kind of discussions. But if you want to discuss that, we can. The school system, the safe passage where they have all of these sex offenders living among the safe passage route, I told you that. And a lot of other things. What's going on in these schools? If you want to discuss the schools, we can. Some of you call me and ask me about the Beverly Arts Center. If you want to talk about that, you can. It's up to you. City gave the Beverly Arts Center the money to bail them out. And why not the Harold Washington Culture Center? Some of you calling back me about that. But we're just going to kind of be loose and see what's going on here this morning. Because we are, if we understand who we are and we take over and carry it a little further from what James said last week, the black community is really don't understand what's going on with us right now. Our community, our teachers, and all our other people, they're just as unemployed as the brother on the street or the sister. Here you go from 41% black teachers to 10%. That's kind of quiet and fast. And a lot of the teachers are in sororities and fraternities. I don't hear y'all saying nothing. Because everybody want to make sure they be quiet. They be quiet, won't nothing come to them. When you look at the fact of government, most black folks who are middle class work for government, and you look at those cuts. When you look at the CTA, any transportation around the country, when you look at government, whether state, county, local, or national, our people are being cut. So there's a big economic hole in the black community, and we really need to talk about that. When they tore down CHA, a lot of black folks lost a lot of work. But that was totally planned to allow the public housing to go down and not to do maintenance. We had a lot of deferred maintenance. And to change the standards in public housing, because the long-range goal was to take that land. You ride down State Street now, on the west side too. You see all of that land, then you begin to watch and see what's going on. Most of the land in the city of Chicago, as in other major cities, and even in the South, was kind of represented by black people. And black folks kind of had control of that stuff without knowing what to, I guess, to do with it. Every piece of land that was vacant in this city, you had represented, elected officials was represented by black people. So you see that switch? I was talking to one of my friends, one of our activist friends the other day, and I was just telling them that we have to do something. We can't just, you know, and what do? I mean, it's not about just a march, a night out. You know, and he was telling me about how many different shootings he's seen in front of their house. He never stopped short because I was telling him he's trying to take their community. There's some prominent people live over there, he was telling me, right down the block. And this is a prominent activist. And he was saying they look out the windows and they see kids get shot and this to happen and you almost get immune to it, but you have to do something. And I was telling him that. He said, we both agree that in my community where I live in Bronzeville, where you live probably too, other folks are moving into our community. You will find that most of the white women who walk down the street, they don't hold their purse real tight. They walk like they own the community. The white men do too. And he was saying, the whites don't be scared, only the blacks be running the house. We need to talk about why is that? Why is it that they can feel so secure and you feel so scared? Everybody should be secure within a community. Is it post-traumatic slavery syndrome or what it is? Or do these little brothers or sisters who are here doing this mess, they know not to mess with boss ladies? It goes back to, as Michelle Alexander talked about, the new Jim Crow. Is this Jim Crow even deeper than it was during the Jim Crow? Well, blacks just be scared to mess with other folks. You shouldn't mess with nobody, but the fact that you would terrorize your own and other folks can walk like they own something. Throughout the city of Chicago, the complexity of Chicago is changing. Blacks are being pushed further out, and you don't know it because you think you're safe. When they start taking Inglewood, y'all thought the people at South Shore were safe. They're not safe. Chatham, very, very strategic key. When you look at and all around the Pullman Port is around there, then when you look at the expressways in the park. Now, one of the things is that you know, as I'm riding around the different communities, and I see all the parks. Do you understand how strategically blacks was placed around these parks? We had all the parks and the lagoons and stuff. And our land, like I live on King Drive, for example, been there a long time. In fact, the children's father grew up there, and my kids was raised from Indiana to King Drive. One of the things I was saying how precious that those communities of feelings are, is we understand, respect, and protect that. So we got to, you know, I'm not the gloom and doom because I believe that we can do something. When you look at, I was looking at doing some more study, you should read up on some of these other folks. We get money for safe passage. We get money for some little social program. And they're going to build schools and other things. And it's not because they're in it. You said, well, we used to build and do things like that, and we can do it again. And it's with your tax dollars. I was talking to a young man the other day. He was talking about school for our children. And he was saying that they were trying to do tutoring out of their pockets and do things. And I said, now you do that without getting your tax dollars. So we're going to talk about do you use your tax dollars. Is your tax dollars being used for your benefit? You do pay a lot of taxes. Now, if you're a homeowner or a business owner, you own any property. The library, you're paying for the library. You pay for city college. The county, the city, the state, you look at your tax bill, you'll see all that. Your business, you'll see all that. And then if you don't even own any property, own a house, your rent pays for all of that. So we got a lot of work to do, and I believe we're going to do it. We're getting ready to go into the winter. I saw something in TV on the newspaper yesterday about this new rap and this and that, and boy, standing around with the pants hanging down. And I heard Matt talking about rap yesterday. That's not us. you know, I might try to find some love songs that men always lady love and all that stuff. We were also lady love. You like the sweetest. I don't know what. All the stuff that people say. So there's a, not only did our community get taken, we're not in control of our music, but get out to our community. I was meeting with some theatrical people the other day, and we were meeting about the Motown. And they were saying how they grew up on our music and all of that. I told them the only real American music is black music, which is jazz, blues, rhythm and soul, whatever you want to call, and country and western. All the other music was imported from other communities, other cultures. But we're not in control of that music, and it makes a lot of money. And someone was saying, well, why don't these people come in and they help? They're not in control of it. And that doesn't make no sense. You can give to their charity or give to their community and build their community, and you can't build your own. You just not, cannot do that. You cannot get a black agent to represent you. You cannot, I mean, how easy it is to do another Barry Gordy. Let's talk about that Johnson Publishing Company with Johnson, a magazine for Johnson. You go diversity and mainstream, diversity hurts us. Are we diversifying now, so we don't need you because you're not going to buy your own. You're just going to go and buy the mainstream because you want to be. So just kind of open the day, throw out a few things, whatever you want to talk about. This is that they, I think this week or next week is my anniversary. It might have been the first weekend in October. This is my anniversary when I first came here. But we'll call it next week. We'll celebrate that anniversary next week. So I haven't had my coffee yet. We're going to have a good time this morning because we're going to have you here listening to us as we celebrate and be that bridge over troubled water for our children, as we teach folks a lot of things about us, and we just have a good time here, but in the spirit of talking about us as a people. So get your coffee, get your tea. You listen to Talk of Chicago, 69 WVON. Our number is 773-591-1690. We're streaming live on www.wvon.com. We are on iHeartRadio, y'all. I heard Earl on the other day. Glad to hear that, brother. iHeartRadio. If you want to listen to us there, Black Planet, I think we're still on that, Group Facebook, and we're also on Blog Talk. Get your coffee, get your tea. And I've got to go get my coffee because this is coffee, tea, and a conversation with me, Dorothy Wright Tillman, in Chicago. I'll be right back.
The Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
I want to help more kids graduate from high school.
Help more families learn how to budget and save.
I want my neighbors to have access to health care.
Help create opportunities for everyone in your community. Give, advocate, volunteer. Live United. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Thank you. 2005. This is the first negative savings rate in the U.S. since the Great Depression. America, we must start feeding the pig. On the 1st and the 15th, we must pay ourselves before we pay anyone or anything. We must make a budget. Even consider cutting up a credit card. Log on to feedthepig.org today. Find the benefits of saving for every stage of life. Brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
What are you doing?
Filling out a loan application.
I can help you get approved, you know.
Really? How?
With this.
A bag of sand?
It's not a bag. It's a pouch. And it's not sand. It's credit fairy dust.
Credit fairy dust?
Yes. I sprinkle some fairy dust on the application, and your credit rating magically improves.
There's no such thing as the credit fairy.
A non-believer now. But what will you think when your loan is approved?
I'll think my credit score improved because I paid my bills on time, kept my credit card balances low, and only opened a new card if I really needed it.
It's the dust.
It's sand.
Don't deny the credit fairy.
There's no magic to improving your credit, but there is help, and it's free. Go to creditfairy.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the Consumer Bankers Foundation, the Leadership Conference on Civil Rights Education Fund, and the Ad Council.
In small towns and big cities, from coast to coast and around the world, Habitat for Humanity volunteers gather with purpose. Hand in hand, they come together. They may be strangers or they may be friends, but they are all builders of hope and homes. Hammers are raised, bricks are laid, dreams take shape, and another family finds shelter in a home they helped build. Through their time and talents, Habitat for Humanity volunteers are helping change lives for the better, and in the process, maybe even changing their own lives as well. Together, we can eliminate substandard housing. Won't you join us? Support the work of Habitat for Humanity in your community or wherever your heart leads you. Now more than ever, please volunteer, get involved, and help build it. Visit us at habitat.org.
Welcome back to Science Today. And we already have our next caller. Welcome. Who's this?
Hi, I'm Philip.
Hello, Philip. You sound really young.
Not really. I'm 9.
Oh, wow. You're still in elementary school, right?
Does that matter?
Oh, no, not at all. What's your question?
Well, I know the molecular formula for water is H2O. I also know that hydrocarbon is CH3CH250CH3. Glucose is C6H12O6. The general formula for an alkene is CnH2n+2. But what I can't seem to find is any scientific formula for Bob.
Bob?
My goldfish.
Are you ready for kids who eat healthy? Good nutrition can lead to great things. To find out how a healthy lifestyle can help your child succeed, go to mypyramid.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the Ad Council and USDA.
Can I have a price check on aisle? Ma'am?
Yeah.
Don't look down, but there's a giant python wrapped around your leg.
Oh, yeah, I know. It's probably nothing.
Nothing? Shouldn't I don't know, like, call someone?
No, I don't have the time. I'm late as it is. If it keeps up, I haven't looked at.
Are you sure? That's a pretty big snake.
No, I'm fine. Thank you, though. You're very sweet.
You wouldn't ignore this, so why ignore the signs of a stroke? If you or someone you know suddenly experiences numbness of the face, arm, or leg, or sudden trouble speaking, seeing, or walking, don't wait to get help. Call 911 right away, because time lost is brain lost. To find out more, visit www.strokeassociation.org or call 1-888-4-STROKE. This message brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
I want to change some things.
I want the moms where I live to have childcare they can trust.
I want to make sure my little brother and his friends have a safe place to play.
I want to help more kids graduate from high school.
Help more hardworking families learn how to budget and save.
I want more of my neighbors to have access to health care.
Want to make a difference? There are so many ways you can. Help create opportunities for everyone in your community.
I want to change what I see around here.
United Way is creating real, lasting change where you live by focusing on the building blocks of a better life: education, income, and health.
I mean, I just want to see more smiles on my sidewalk.
Reach out a hand to one and influence the condition of all. Give, advocate, volunteer. Live United. For more, visit United Way at liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Most are lost, these are so very great. Kids rejoice when most are so their place.
They know they're quite nutritious
and so delicious.
They'll make the dishes,
and soon you'll be like how impactful you think this talk in the class can be.
They'll get better grades, make more friends, express their individuality.
Hot from the toaster and filled with the essential creative thinking skills of an 18th century musical genius, Mozart Toasties are an important part of an arts-healthy childhood. Studies show that involvement in the arts helps kids increase test scores and promotes academic achievement. Feed your kids the arts. For 10 simple ways to learn how, visit AmericansForTheArts.org. The arts. Ask for more. Brought to you by Americans for the Arts, the NAMM Foundation, and the Ad Council.
Another perspective.
Tune in to Another Perspective with Dr. Leon Finney every Saturday from 4 to 5 p.m. right here on WVON. And get a fresh new point of view. You can be more connected with Another Perspective.
Another Perspective. Another Perspective. Another perspective. Another perspective.
Wow, that's a lot of books.
Little one at home.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's see. Child-proofing your home, child-proofing your yard, child-proofing your in-laws' home and yard.
Of all the things you can read to keep your child safe, the most important is attached to their car seat. Read the instruction manual and use the latch system. It makes it easier to be sure your child's car seat is installed correctly. Learn more at safercar.gov. Anchor, tether, latch. The next generation of child safety. A message from the U.S. Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Coffee, Tea, and Dorothy. Tillman, that is, on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Say it louder. Say it louder. Yeah. Some people say we got a lot of matter. I say we want to move it because we got what we deserve. We've been built and we've been scarred. We've been seen bad talking about a cure and new bone. Definitely sure as it takes you eyes to let the pal. Brother, we can't quit until we get our shit. Say it loud. I've got no job. I'm leaving my hand. Do all the work I did before the other man. Now we're the man's chance to do things for ourselves. We're tired of beating our head against the wall and working for someone else. Say it loud. Say it loud.
Out of sight, out of sight, out of sight, out of sight, out of sight. Woo! Good morning, y'all. Wake up. Wake up down there, all my friends in Pensacola. I know that y'all getting ready to have a storm down there. I talked to some of y'all last night. And all down in Mobile, all down south, the storm is on its way. It might miss you. I don't know. It feels like Pensacola, northern Florida, the panhandle up here, y'all, this morning when I came out. It smelled like the panhandle. I know y'all are finna go up against a storm down there, so... You know, hang on in there, all my friends down south. I tell you, you know, a lot of people listen to me from all over the country, and I get calls, and you know, you all tell me that you're listening. Appreciate you. Appreciate you. Today's going to be what you want to kind of more or less talk about. I laid out quite a few things about us as a people, where we need to go, how we're going to have to do what we have to do. And higher education is so important. You know, the most important thing it is for our children and our future is education, and how we're going to have to make sure that these children get science and math, technology. I mean, doctors, black doctors, where are you out there? We got to have you together to begin to look at some black doctors. And, you know, most of our people went into social work, like social work and a teacher and stuff, and now you got 11% teachers. A lot of you teachers now are unemployed. Maybe y'all need to be trying to get some of that money like these other organizations and building your schools. Because they're using taxpayers' dollars to build schools, y'all need to get smart and do that, too. I was talking to one of the brothers about it. I said, take your not-for-profit and you build some schools for some of these teachers that's unemployed. We got a lot to do. We can't blame, you know, if you blame yourself for everything, and then you cannot mess with the victimizer. And, yes, we have some problems in our community, but that's a small percentage of our community. But if you talk about it every day, then you think it's the largest percentage as you go under. So we're going to be having a good time today. My show is dedicated to you, Ms. Mary. Mary Billigsey. Ms. Mary, you ain't case to announce your name. Billigsey, it's her birthday today. Dorothy Jean Nanny, who had Dorothy Jean since she was a baby, traveled the country with her. Happy birthday. I'm going to play a lot of stuff for you today. We're going to play music in between as we talk to you. But before I talk, I want to play Aretha Franklin for y'all, and I want to ask you, will you be that bridge over troubled water? Our community is in trouble right now, and we need a bridge. And I think we can be that bridge for our community to rebuild our economics and our development. We can develop our community. We must do that. And you can't always just use your own dollars. We're supposed to use our tax dollars, supposed to be reinvented back into our community. And all you elected officials listening to me, I want y'all to get together with some planners. You know, you can't plan by yourself and let the Department of Planning plan for you. They're not going to plan for you. You have to look at your community and see how you want to do it. We can do it, y'all. I believe we can do it. We can all do it. You know, usually when we elect people in office or we have people, the preachers or anointed people who are leading, the people in the community think that that's that bridge. The church is supposed to be the bridge over troubled water. Church was always important to us as a people. That's how Dr. King was. And, you know, we went out there and we was the bridge. Church, you need to be that bridge over troubled water. You know, our elected officials, you got to be the bridge over troubled water. Those who said they are leaders in the community, you got to be the bridge over troubled water. Most communities do have their people being bridges over troubled water for them. They do that. And they're building their community. You can't get mad at other folks because they're looking and they say, this is what we want. This is what we want, and demanding that they get the tax dollars while you sitting back. You know, they say, no trouble, the water. Hey, we got to be that bridge, y'all. I want to play some Aretha and tell leadership that that we got to be that bridge over troubled water. If the sea of water runs deep, then we got to be deep in the sea of water.
Oh, yeah.
She was dedicated to you, Miss Mary.
Happy birthday.
We were raised in the
city. Even
that Bach on the way, Miss Mary. When God was coming, that's what we're supposed to be, y'all. Y'all hear me, leaders? You know you got to answer to God.
All the trouble.
Calling in the middle of the bridge. Calling in the
middle.
While you're leading, you're going to break it down. Lay me down. Woo! Let me tell you, that's what leadership is about, being that bridge over troubled water. Wherever you're leading, whatever you're doing, not to hold somebody down in a hole. said, come on, sail on back of them that bridge.
Your time is come. You shine.
Said, your time is come on, black community. Shine.
Oh,
children. Talking about no black children now. It's time for your dreams. It's time. Black children for the field. And black women. I tell you, come on, Aretha. Aretha.
Woo!
Hey, leadership. That's my favorite song, y'all. One of them. I can lay down. They never lay down. Woo! Come on, black ministers. You can't just connect ties, baby. You gotta be a bridge. Hey, y'all, still water run deep, and leadership got to be deep in the still water. We have to be that bridge over troubled water. Every community you see, a bridge, and their leadership are being bridge over troubled water as they're moving through, and they're rebuilding their communities, be it their schools, be it their businesses. Leadership, we have got to do that. We have more churches than anybody in the whole wide world, and we want to know we should have so many bridges. No water should get a drop of water shouldn't get on us. So we have got to get back to being that bridge. Elected officials, when you're elected to office, that's what the community thinks, that you're going to be that bridge. You got to be that bridge. I think you can. Anointed, leader, appointed, whatever you are. You listen to Talk Chicago 69 WZON. Our number is 773-591-1690. We are streaming live on www.wzon.com. We're also on iHeartRadio, Facebook group, Facebook, and Twitter. The farm is lit up. We're going to go to the farm. I just want to play some music back and forth for y'all today. See what y'all got to talk about. Happy birthday, Miss Mary. Happy birthday, Miss Mary. Good morning, Art.
Good morning, young lady. How are you, ma'am?
I'm fine. God is good.
Oh, well, it's always. I want to hit on two quick things. First of all, I want to hit on that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad's birthday is this month.
Okay.
And you always speak about the black people have been conditioned program, and it's a psychosis. And he is.
I'm going to find somebody. I'm going to find out when his birthday is and play something on him.
October 7th.
This week, okay. I'll right. The next week, now I'll find some of them.
Right. So since we have been conditioned with the program, he has came up with the only program that I know that deals with the psychosis and the psychology of breaking down the slave mentality to build black people to where they need to be, and we need to revisit that, and that should be a mandatory study in all schools for that. And I want to ask you about the shooting of this black young lady. When I saw that shooting in Washington, D.C., and they were trying to say that they had to do it because she could have had a bomb and all this other silly stuff, I think they murdered a woman that with all this technology we had, I'm not sure how with 7 or 8 officers around her car was not able to shoot her tires out of her vehicle and get her out of there. And someone's going to say, oh, she could have had a bomb. Well, if she had a bomb and she was leaving the Capitol, it's better for her to be moving with a bomb than sitting in one place with a bomb.
Was she leaving? Did she leave the White House and go toward the Capitol?
Well, I shouldn't say the Capitol, but where she was.
I mean, when she started at the White House, she said she was with Obama. She said Obama was spying on her. Obama was doing it.
Right.
So she moved from there. And my concern was, also was, I want to know about the parents, that they kind of knew she was kind of out of it, to have that baby traveling with her like that.
And
what I thought about was this. You know, I went to the dentist the other day. I had one of the greatest dentists in the world, the Dream Team over there on 87, black dentist. I'm thinking about you in there working. You got a hygienist working in my mouth, and you might decide to pull her. I mean, this girl was still working with her psychosis. That was deep.
But if you look at it, a lot of black people, a lot of people in general, doctors, it doesn't matter, white or black, have
right.
mental problems.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them are aware of them, some of them not.
Right.
And some of us, we think people just have bad attitudes, and some of them really have problems. But my concern is for them to just have murdered her with all that firepower. They couldn't blow out her tires and broke her window, and her hands was on the steering wheel. I mean, there's a lot of things that I don't understand why they found it necessary, why she was moving, to fire 7 to 8 shots and kill a 34-year-old woman. Because they felt that she was a threat for whatever particular reason.
Would you say that if she was a white woman or a white man?
Yeah,
would you feel the same way?
If it was any human being,
okay.
I wouldn't care what it was.
Well, let's keep listening to what everybody else have to say about this. It's a great discussion in our community. All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
Rosa, how you doing?
Good morning, Alderman Tillman.
Well, good morning.
I would like to give my condolences to Miss Carrie, the lady that was killed in Washington.
You
now, the only
you said they murdered people around here like that, didn't you?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
But see, the only reason why Miss Carrie is dead is because they don't value black life. Her life was no more than that of a rat.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when they had surrounded her in her car, they should have shot out her tired. Miss Carrie shouldn't have died.
Mm-hmm.
But I can assure you, I really believe if Miss Carrie was a white person today, a white person, she would have been still living, and Miss Carrie's child wouldn't be motherless.
Well, you know, this community in this country has to understand the psychological thing that black folks have when any kind of something happens in our community. Because so much have happened to us and being lynched and all the stuff that's happening to us, that it's very easy for black folks to really jump right there because of all the things that have happened to us in this country.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, all the things that have happened to us. People say, why are black folks saying that? And I tell them, well, all the things that have happened to us in this country, is very easy for folks to come to the conclusion that you had, Rosa. It's very easy because of what's happened to us as a people. I know you call and say all the time that somebody is shooting these folks to keep this community going. That's one of the things you say all the time. You say, where's the white truck? Did you ask me what was the white truck?
I beg your pardon?
You asked me what was the white truck. You said that somebody going around the black community shooting down people. Remember you told me that?
Oh, you're right. I believe that.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. I truly believe that.
Well,
and they know who it is. They know who it is, but they're not arresting them because they want them to continue doing it.
Well, you know, black folks got a lot of thoughts what's going on around here. When something happens in other communities, they catch them down. In our community, they don't. And some of the stuff we're doing on our own and others, people probably are. And we have to look at all of the facts surrounding the D.C. shooters. We do know that that she was headed. She said Obama was had been spied on her or something. And she was all. She ran over one of the barricades, almost to the White House. She ran over one of the servicemen. A couple of black officers got hurt too.
But then again, Tillman, the lady could have been having a heart attack or stroke or something too.
Well, I don't think she was having a heart attack, but I think she might have been having a breakdown. Because she's having a stroke or a heart attack, she couldn't have did that car like that. But I think she had a breakdown. I think she had a total breakdown. Something was going on. Anybody hear that and do that, got it. Something is mentally wrong with them, and that's what you're saying. They should have dealt with her differently. That's what you're saying.
But see, if they had gave her the benefit of the doubt, you know, it was easy to get her because when they had cornered her in the car, they should have shot out her tires then when she was trying to get out from.
Well, I'm gonna try to see the video. They said they got video of it, so I'm gonna look at the video over the weekend and see what they got. Okay.
Oh, okay then.
Keep listening. I'm gonna play a lot of music this morning. This is kind of an open forum this morning. I want to hear what people had to say. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Uh huh. Mr. Weatherspoon.
God bless you, daughter.
All right. How you doing?
I'm blessed. Praise God, daughter. What's going on, daughter? It's the mindset. You know, we have to. That restore the people's minds. Some of the mindset of the people that need to be broken down, and we can only change that through the word of God, through
mm-hmm.
the Spirit of God, to change the mindset.
Mm-hmm.
Restoration now, but restoration to their mind, daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Restoration. And we can't rebuild that type of mindset, old slave mindset now, daughter.
Okay. Well, I'm going to play this. I'm going to play Why I Sing the Blues. Maybe we can see. Maybe B.B. King can tell us as we go out and take our break to talk. Thank you, Reverend Mother. We're talking Chicago, 1690 WVON, 773-591-1690. We're streaming live, www.wvon.com. We're also on iHeart, Group Facebook, Twitter, BlackPlanet.com. Everybody wants to know. Miss Mary, are you listening? Happy birthday. We want to know why you're singing the blues. Everybody want to know why we so upset, y'all. All them other folks that's listening to this morning, I hope I got enough time to play. How much I got? How much time I got? Hey, you going to hear this song. Everybody want to know why black folks singing the blues. We better, come on, BB, tell them why. We done paid a whole lot of dues. Folks don't understand talking about us, but you know, about to have no act, green act for us. They said, get in them cotton seats. Let me rape your woman. Let me separate your children. Let me make some laws against you. All the group of people in this country that America made laws against, and they're still doing the public policy against black people. Woo! Go on, BB. Talk to them. And after BB gets through, y'all, coffee, tea, and a conversation with me in Chicago, George Wright Tillman, BB King gonna take us on to the break. Wake your friends up, y'all. It's coffee, tea, and conversation time with me. Happy birthday, Miss Mary. I'll be back after the break. Keep on playing, and then wake your friends up. Go knock your buildings down, build some apartments way, way away. Y'all ain't gonna have nothing. He's still doing the BB King. Take your houses. Hey, the man's on my field. Oh! Play it, BB. We still singing the blues, though. They said we're gonna run you out of South Shore and out of Englewood and Brownsville and Chapman, Chatham and Pullman, but hey, y'all. And I'm gonna build some new houses for you. Watch me tear them down and then talk about you. The all the group of people that America have had public policies that worked against us, and those public policies are still being working against us. Ain't got no more room for him in school. Do the safe passage. Sound familiar? Y'all sound familiar? Hey, wake everybody up and tell them to get on up, y'all. We having a good time. We come back at 7 o'clock, we'll have a better time. 773-591-1690. iHeart Radio. Oh! I'm still singing the blues, y'all. Hey! Everybody got it, y'all. Come on, get on up, y'all. We can do it. We can do it. Woo! Coffee, tea, and a conversation with me ain't a shame, y'all. Wake up, everybody. We'll be right back. I'm going to find some of them on the line to Muhammad and try to play for me. Not our friend, let's see.
The talk of Chicago is 1690 WVON, Berwyn, Chicago.
NBC News Radio, I'm Kristen Welker at the White House. Good news for the Gulf Coast. Tropical storm Karen is losing steam, and NBC meteorologist Bill Karen says it.
Believe in me.
Doesn't matter with me now, because I've been to the mountaintop. I don't mind.
I don't mind. I don't mind. I don't mind. I don't mind. I don't mind. Woo!
7 o'clock, y'all. 7 o'clock, wherever you are in the country, in the world, in this city, in this nation. I've been to the mountaintop. Was that not a prophet? Was that not the next coming of Christ? What is Christ? Be Christ-like. This man said we're going to have some difficult days ahead. It's going to be difficult, y'all, because we've opened up all these doors for these black people. We've opened them up, and we fought. We got bitten by dogs. We got beat up. Everything has happened to us, and I'm going to lay my life down. No greater man than he who has laid his life down for another man. But I don't mind. I don't mind because I've been to the mountaintop, and we as a people will get to the promised land. Okay, Dr. King meant that. There's no way in the world that we will fight. I'll be willing to give my life for my people because I know if I give my life as a people, we're going to grow. Never knew that those who was cowards and would not fight would reach over there and pick the apples up and run somewhere and try to keep all the apples to themselves and then use the energy that they get and the power that they get from the struggle to keep black folks down. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Dr. King said, I'll be the ultimate bridge. Will you be a bridge? He said, I'll be a big bridge like the Golden Gate Bridge. You just be a little bitty bridge like down in the country. That's what he said, y'all. Take a deep breath. It's that time. It's that time. It's that time. Woo! Courtney and Ebony and Miss Mary, belated birthday. I know you're listening. Take a deep breath. Woo! It's that time, y'all, wherever you are in the country, in the world. Take a deep breath. It's that time. Black. Ooh, that feels so good. Courtney, oh, my God, it feels. Take a deep breath. Inhale and exhale. Black. Why, y'all? Why? Why does black thing every day, Dorothy Tim, on Saturday? Because so many people are afraid to be black. We want to be everything but black. Why would you want to be a minority in something when you can be a majority? Makes no sense. Listen, Talk of Chicago, 69 WVON. I'm number 773-591-1690. We are streaming live on www.wvon.com. We're also on iHeartRadio. I know you out there listening to us on iHeartRadio. We're also on Black Planet. We're on Facebook and group Facebook. And we're on Blog Talk, y'all. Just look for Dorothy Tillman, Coffee Tea. You can get me on. Get to Jimmy Lee Underground. You can get me on Blog Talk. If you have missed this show, you can have somebody listen back. But I don't know if you listen on them, you know. It's really something. We're just carrying over what we've been talking about in terms of the land. The land question. The land question. Black folks represented all of the land in this city and around most of your major cities, Philadelphia, New Jersey, Harlem. And what happened was that land was taken away. You know, we've been pushed out. You got the transportation. You got the land. We didn't even understand the parks. I tell you, here we are. How can you not be angry about the school system that your child is going through? I understand the mayor was meeting with a bunch of business folks back when they was trying to push this whole closing school thing. And he told some of the business people, you blaming me for the condition. I just got here. Y'all the one made the money. And y'all been here. How y'all allowed your community to get like that? That's how all of them got quiet. Because they plays a role, too. You know, the worst thing in the world, the most hurtful thing to me, and those of us who came out of the movement who was willing to die for the freedom of our people, is to see people get in positions and they use their position not to advance black folks, but to hold black folks down and advance somebody else. To love yourself don't mean you hate somebody else. That means you can't love nobody else if you don't love yourself. It's only a fool will love somebody more than they love themselves. And yes, we're going to push. Black folks are afraid to be nationalists. Everybody is nationalist. Vasquez was a nationalist. He talked about Negro people. The Jewish community is a nationalist. The Irish community is a nationalist. The Latino community is a nationalist. Everybody you know, the Italian community is a nationalist. Blacks should be nationalists. We are African Americans. We are from the African continent. But we are Americans. The descendants of enslaved Africans in America, you have no reason to be ashamed of anything you built this country. You're not begging. Now you had all the people at the United Nations fighting for reparation. We got to repair the damage. There's a lot of stuff. Our schools, come on, teachers. You're not working. Let's put together some schools. Don't be fighting. You know for building 16 to 19 schools. Tell them to give us our tax dollars and build us some schools. They're supposed to do what they're supposed to do. Their elected officials are building bridges over troubled water for them.
you can't get mad at them. Oh, y'all, we just love, like I told y'all during the Hillary fight with Obama. I said, why y'all hate Hillary? I said, at the end of the day, Hillary and Obama are going to be friends. And y'all told me I knew what I was talking about, but they was, wasn't it? He made a Secretary of State. Somebody told me a long time ago down the South that when it comes to black folks, especially cowards, but a lot of black folks get emotional. They can be, they're demolition experts. They just demolish stuff. But when it comes to building, you scatter. You get a whole crowd to demolish, and very few people want to build. We're going to be builders of our community, y'all. And we can do this. We can do this. But we cannot blame ourselves. We can't think the whole community is made up of the shooter. I'm not taking the shooting and killing lightly, but it's a small portion of our community. They found them bodies in the Scottsdale community on the southwest side. You don't hear nothing about it. They had drugs busts last week. They had killings and shootings in other communities. Very little, just mentioned somewhere in the page, but it was not on the front page. Not on the front page. Because if you keep people feeling down about themselves, then they will not fight. We're back, y'all. We're back. And we're going to, and we're dedicating this show to Ms. Mary. And I'm asking all the folks, come on back, y'all. I mean, Duval said I'm going to be in their town and be proud to show and keep the name Tobacco Road. I want y'all to come on back and build your town and keep the name Inglewood and Lawndale and Grand Boulevard and South Shore. I'm going to go to the phone in a minute, 773-591-1690, but I'm going to play some new Ross. New Ross, he was born in a dump. But he came back after he made his money and rebuilt. And that's what we're talking about, school, businesses. Feel shame to hold out another black person. Don't feel bad. Give the black advantage.
He left me here.
New Ross, y'all.
I'll go.
Hey.
In the middle of the back of the road. I grew up in a rusty shack. All I own was hanging on.
That's some of you people who made it now.
The Lord knows how I know it's same called to
back. I hate this place. I hate it, y'all, but that's all right. It's my home.
But it's home.
Come on, Lou Rawls. Yeah. It's my home, baby. It's mine. I'm not running from it. Y'all got to stop running. Come on back and help. Woo! You might not like Inglewood. Not I like Grand Boulevard. But it's your home.
I'm gonna leave.
You gonna leave?
And get a job.
Hey, get them contracts off.
With the help
of the civil rights movement. Hey, y'all.
I'll save my money.
That's what Dr. King was talking about.
And get a rich time, Lord.
Bring it on back home, y'all.
And then bring it back to the back of
the road. That's what Dr. King said. We're going to get to the promised land. Bring it back.
And the cream.
Come on, Lou Rawls.
Blow it up and start all over again.
So deal in that community.
And I'll build a town.
Hey! Like the Harold Washington Culture Center, y'all. We need your help.
And keep the name Tobacco.
Hey, I'm not ashamed of it. You know what?
Oh, it's a home.
No, y'all want to give money to everybody but your home.
It's the only life.
Let the children see you. Let the babies see you. Doctors, teachers, lawyers, business folks, anybody. You're nasty, but guess what?
But I love you because you're my home. Well, that's the back of the room.
You're a guest at somebody else's house. Come on home.
The back of the room. You're dirty and you're filthy.
Let's clean it up.
The back of the room. I'm gonna blow you up.
Hey!
I'm gonna tear you down.
Happy birthday, Miss Mary.
I'm gonna build me a town that I will be proud to show.
Come on, y'all, let's build it.
And I'll keep the
name. Let's keep it, y'all. It's ours.
I'm gonna keep the name.
Don't let them take it.
I'm gonna keep the name.
Hey!
The back of the road. The back of the road.
Don't be shamed by it.
The back of the road.
tell him, Lou Rawls. Hey, that's my Lou Rawls. I miss him. Hey. Holy Ghost coming up in here. Holy baby. That's real music. Hey. Woo. Hold that note.
Talking about tobacco road.
Lou Rawls, y'all. My brother. Lou Rawls. I'm going to be in there time and be proud to show. That's what Dr. King was talking about. Hey, y'all might not get that with you. We're people to get to the promised land. Maceo, how you doing this morning? Tobacco Road.
I am great. Wow, you are smoking over
there. Yeah, I decided to do that today.
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Outstanding. Hello, good evening, good morning to your WVON listeners. Alderman Tillman, you are absolutely right in terms of mobilizing and taking back and keeping, retaining what is ours.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the land and the schools and the economic foundation of our communities. We have to assert ourselves. If we haven't done that, we can start today. Today is a new day, and we need to do exactly what you were saying.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know what, Maceo? I was talking to a friend of me that we both know, whom I won't mention. And I talked to him a long time the other day. We're going to talk, and we were talking about all these teachers. We went from 41% to 10% teachers.
Mm-hmm.
And we talk about other people getting tax money to build schools. They build the science school, all these different math schools, leadership schools, and all that for themselves. Ain't nobody else doing it. They're doing it. We need to get our tax dollars just like they're doing, get these teachers and start them in our schools. We need us some doctors. We need folks to get in here, some engineers. We cannot allow a generation to go by and just don't have anything. That makes no sense. We will be totally wiped out if we don't do something.
And you know something, you made a very cogent point in terms of the science and in terms of our children learning science. Marcus Garvey, the great Honorable Marcus Messiah Garvey, advocated that long time ago, back in the 1900s, talked about how our, the parents, our people should insist on our children learning science, learning technology, because that is a very important component.
They're being placeholders right now. It's like three tiers of education going on in our system. And our children are really not being educated, except for those who are able to put their children somewhere else. But as a whole, as a community, the science, the math, music, and art.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was talking to someone in the art community the other day. We meeting with a group of some people concerning Motown and stuff. But I was telling them that it's very simple, that the only real American music is blues, jazz, rhythm and blues, and country western. The rest of the music was imported here in this country. And they said, well, we grew up on that. We have no control over our music.
Absolutely.
You know, they have, you're talking about a people that's been not only stripped and brought from Africa, but continually to be stripped in this country. Public policy, there have been public policies that's been keep on being created and made against black people. And now it's being made by some black people. They don't even understand what they're doing, Maceo.
And you know something, Alderman Tillman, and when you talk about the subject of music, there is a giant whose birthday is coming up on the 8th, Clarence Williams, born in New Orleans, Louisiana, on October 8th, 1898. He was a multi-talented genius, artistic director, producer, band leader, pianist, composer, arranger, and when he came to Chicago here, he was an entrepreneur. In addition to that, he had several music stores right here in Chicago and Black Metropolis, specifically right on 44th and State Street.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so.
Well, One Stop Music. G2 was one of the ones that had One Stop Music. Yeah, One Stop Music all over the place. Remember One Stop Music?
I don't remember that.
Yeah, One Stop, but his brother had these music. But he funded the revolution in the 60s. That's why they kind of took him out. He was One Stop. Manette. Manette had music stores all over. You don't know Manette. You remember?
Oh, yes.
Manette had music stores all over this darn country, all over this city, and he was everywhere with his music stores. And Manette began to, he was financing that movement that came after this. They kind of took him out. In fact, see, the thing about, if you help to embrace the liberation of black people, the power to be come take you out. We're the only ones they do that to. Anybody else who moved to liberate and enhance their people, they get praises and more money. If you move, if Meso decides he's going to move to enhance and develop his people, you get taken out.
But you know what the great Dr. John Henry Clark said, that regardless of, he mentioned this in one of his lectures, that in terms of people talking about us being separatists, but the Rene Britt, you know, that's a Jewish, I believe, group organization, and the Scots and the Italians, everybody can have their own separate this or that. However, when we have it, we're called separatists. But he said, do it anyway, and that's we're going to do it anyway. And in closing, Alderman Tillman, our children, if, you know, they're listening this morning, the horse racing sport, we dominated that. And I just
anything we get in, we dominate. That's why we've been dumbing down. And I don't care if anybody gets angry. We have got to fight. If a group don't fight for their babies, they ain't worth to be living.
Absolutely.
And their women.
But this book, I just want to share this book with them, The Great Black Jockeys. And this talks about some of the greatest jockeys ever. Isaac Murphy, who raced right here in Chicago at Washington Park. It was a racetrack on 62nd and Cottage Grove back in the 1800s. It had the most prestigious derby, the American Derby.
Well, didn't those houses on those Liberty Yellow houses on King Drive used to be, because the reason the doors and the windows were so short, because those houses were built for the jockeys, wasn't it? You know, it's right. Did you know that?
No, but you know
and
that.
They write down, you come down King Drive,
mm-hmm.
and they're on the west side of the street, they're yellow, and you'll see that most of the doors are short and the windows are short.
Oh, that's a very good point, you know, because you know that annex for the DuSable Museum, that round building,
mm-hmm.
that was a stable for the racetrack.
No, you have to see that. I'm going to show it to you. King Drive, Texas, up in King Drive, not far away. Maybe.
Oh,
it's a yellow. They're on the west side of the street, and
yes.
You notice the windows are small, the doors are short, everything is short because it was made for the jockeys.
Oh, I think you have a good point there.
Oh, yeah, I found out those houses were built for the jockeys.
Wow,
mm-hmm.
That's amazing.
Okay.
All right, and, you know, and then get Black Ice, too. Black Ice, you know, you had the black innovators of the Hockey League way before this Hockey League, White Hockey League, came into existence in Nova Scotia, Canada. So, you know, check out that. The name of the book is Black Ice, too.
Yeah, how about people think we don't have enough? Thank you, Maciel.
You're welcome.
And enjoy the serenade. You too now.
Right.
Happy birthday, Miss Meredith, to you. You know, I was looking at the Illinois Legislative Caucus. The ILLCFS, the Latino Caucus Foundation, was established as a strong voice and resource for their community and for those that work and live within their community, Latino community. In their statewide conference, they said that their Public Policy Institute, the foundation, seek to empower the Latinos to confront critical issues affecting their community and to increase access to federal, state, and community programs in such areas as employment, education, community, social service, health care, and housing. And that's what they work on. They are the bridge over troubled water. And you can do that for the Irish caucus, the Italian caucus, and all. We have to be diverse. Black folks are afraid to work on behalf of black people. Don't be afraid. They say, well, we can't do that. And, you know, sometimes, you know, that's why I said, if our people knew better, they would do better. The strongest I've ever seen our leadership is when they're really down in black folks. Right now, the budget hearing is going on. You don't even hear the budget. The budget crisis is on. Right now, they're having hearings, and they're voting on the budget, I think, in October. I don't know how many contracts is coming out of that budget for black people. We used to talk about black contracts and stuff. You don't even know that there's a budget, city budget hearing going on right now. It's very quiet, very quiet. But black folks can't be afraid. And that's why when they shot Dr. King, they shot him in the head. When they shot him and splattered his brains, the ministers started hiding. I ain't get my brains blown out. And that's why leadership and elected officials, we stand up, take him out. Oh, get like that. You know, and it's that bridge over troubled water that I played earlier. We must be that bridge over troubled water. I'm going to go back to 773-591-1690. We're streaming live, www.drbevillian.com. Before I go to the phone, I want to play this song because I don't want y'all to give up. We got to hang on, y'all. We got to do like Donna Hathaway taught us to do. And he's taking his song. See, our music was always used to lift us up and to push us further for our mind's sake, for us not to give up. The churches was used to push us forward so we don't give up. Leadership helped us push us forward. So that's what we got to do, y'all. I think we'll be all right. We just got to push. And all our leaders got to be that bridge over troubled water for the community. That's why you in there. There's no other reason. You are that bridge. You know, this is hang on. We got to hang on. We can't give up. 773-591-6290. Donna Hathaway, y'all. Happy birthday, Miss Mary. Hold on, y'all. Hold on. Hold on, y'all. Oh, hold on. Hold on. Don't let them make you give up, y'all. Why is it control of our music? So we couldn't tell you this kind of stuff. A brighter day? Hey, y'all. Oh, yes, it will be.
Someday we'll all be free.
Music, writing is creative in our music. We didn't call women bees and gave up hope and talked about nobody. We talked about let's move forward. That's why part of the onslaught of the black community was taking control of the music and the message. And right now, they have control of our music, our message, our land, our children, and earth, y'all. The only group in America that America ever had false public policy to create laws against. Public policy now against black folks think. Whether it's your contract or your school or whatever. But y'all know what? You gotta keep going. Come on, black people. Black. Hold your head up. Yeah.
Lay your dreams right up.
Come on, black children. Black people, black men, black women. Hey, y'all better come up and help me now. Somebody better come help me. Take it from me, y'all. A disciple of Dr. King. Woo! Hey!
Someday.
Come on, preacher. Come on, teacher. Come on, elected official. Come on, know that she is. Woo, that's the energy we gotta give our children, y'all. It's not over. Oh, Donna Hathaway, I know he didn't jump out that window. They pushed him out. Woo! That's why I know they pushed him out, because his message was deep. He didn't jump out. I tell you, see, the message to your music, what are we telling our people? What are we telling our people? What are we telling our children? Who controls the music? Remember I told you that in Mary Ron Emanuel's book, The Plan for America, that in that book he said, he who frame it wins. The framer wins, and he who be framed loses. So we continue to allow people to frame our community. And we keep losing because that's what we're talking about with that percentage, and we're not moving forward with what we need to do. In the book, Plans for America, that the mayor wrote when he was in Congress, I read the book. It's a very easy book to read. I tell y'all, I read a lot, read everything. He said the one who framed the discussion or frame it, they are the winners. The framers, they are the winners. The person who's been framed are the losers. So who's being framed in the black community? We are being framed, and not by us. Trudy, how are you doing this morning? Good morning, Trudy.
Oh, good morning, Alderman Sloan. How you doing?
I'm fine. Someday we're going to all be free.
That's right. Hey, look, you were talking about us keeping our land and taking over our community. And the laws that have been put in place are put in place to serve rich people. Now, if we try to keep our community, they have something in place called eminent domain. What can we do to repeal laws that are hurting us?
Okay. Well, that's all the discussion we're going to talk about, eminent domain. You know, what do you take it from? But your leadership is there. That comes to that bridge over troubled water. Your leadership is there. Your elected leadership is there to be that bridge, to plan, and to look at what's best for your community and to build for that. That's what you do,
but,
is make sure that the elected officials work on behalf of you.
No, we don't have to do it.
Yeah, but they're there to vote. They're there to vote for you. That's why.
But they're not doing it, Alderman Tillman.
Now, look, listen to me, Trudy. We have to make them do it, because when you elect someone to represent you, they're supposed to represent your interests. I was reading you about the creed of, well, at the conference, at the Latino conference, when they said that they're going to empower, confront critical issues affecting their community, increase access to federal, state, community programs such areas as employment, education, community social service, health care, and housing. That's their creed, and that's what they're working on. And we get mad at them because their people are working on them. Now, when you the average citizen, once they put somebody in office, they don't sit there and watch all that stuff until the leadership, the anointed leadership, those who are supposed to be watching, tell them they don't know. But the elected officials who you put there, that's why I played Bridge Over Troubled Water earlier, they're supposed to be that bridge to fight on behalf of your community. When they don't fight, you're supposed to get rid of them. We have to be watched. But just understand, sometimes we put a lot of stuff on our people. After before we didn't have as many people in office, before the Civil Rights Movement, before we fought, we didn't have it. And then once we put the people in office, things accelerated. And our people don't understand that they have to work on behalf of black people. And some of them don't know how. Some of them scared. And some of them would do better if they knew better. And some of them just sit by and wait for somebody to
come. You know what? You're going to die anyway, so you might as well die fine.
Yeah, I agree. You're talking to the choir, baby. When you go to war, you're supposed to wear your cemetery suit because you might just die. Thank you,
that's
Trudy.
Right. Wait, one more thing I was going to tell me. Could you play a song for me, or not this week, next week?
What?
George Benson, New Day.
New Day? If I have time, I'll try to find and play it for you. If not, I'll play it next week.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay, be blessed.
You be blessed, too. I look for New Day, and if I have time, I will. I see if not, I'll play it next week. Hello, D from Malibu, California.
Hey, what's going on, Dorothy?
Hey, someday we're going to all be free, my brother.
Okay. You know, they done turned Bishop D into a movie star. I got a movie coming out.
Catch
with Vivica Fox.
Catch your mind.
Vivica Fox.
What's that, brother? Now you see on the west side of Chicago, you'll get kind of jealous of you. What's his name? Magic One going to get you, right?
You know what? It's called a Christmas wedding. They come out November 8th, and I got a major role with Vivica Fox, Miguel Nunez, who played Juana Man, and a guy, Hawthorne James, who played Big Red in Five Heartbeats. And it's weird how it happened, because I was musical director. I was hired as musical director, but they messed around and gave me a major role. I'm playing Pastor Charles. This is real good.
Let me know.
Mark's going to be on BET and all that.
Well, I tell you, Bishop Juan going to get your butt. Bishop Juan.
But you know what, Dorothy, here's what I like about it, because, you know, I'm on this gospel music, and you already know my plight, what I've been through. That just goes to show, you know what, just because you get incarcerated, whatever you go through, God will bless you. I got a beautiful house out here. God has just been blessing my life, and I hung on in there, you know.
He's blessing you because you're giving back, D.
That's exactly right. And you know what?
You tied into the preachers will tell you to tie, but they won't tie.
Okay.
They want you to tie it in the church, and they won't even tie their time to the community.
But you know what, Dorothy? Back to that young
My
kid.
Preacher don't eat chicken.
he eat
chicken. Hey, my preacher eat chicken, but I tell everybody, my preacher, my minister, work every day. He don't get no salary, but we give him something once a year. He work every day, and we always work it in that community.
Well, that's good, because down here in California, they call them gospel pimps. So it was cold. But anyway, Dorothy, that young lady who got killed, her family just spoke out on CNN. I happened to catch that this morning.
Uh-huh.
And here's the thing. I said immediately, that's why I wonder about other people. Dorothy, first of all this stuff about her being on medication, who knows what the accuracy is? You know, media hype stuff. But here's the
thing. Why you think she was going after
the white man got in front of the White House, and with White House lawn, shooting at the White House, they ordered him down. They didn't riddle him with bullets. The girl's family, and she got a beautiful-looking black family. The girl ain't got no criminal.
Well, let me say, first of all, wait, D, Brother D. Now, we are not condoning what she did, are we?
No.
Okay. I just want to make sure.
However, there are police officers, any officers are trained for situations. That's not a death sentence just because you have a problem. You and I can have a family member that mm-hmm. can lose their mind or whatever, but that ain't
we all thing. Got some mental illness in our family.
I don't watch them on the news, George, and chase people for hours until they run out of gas. So like your caller said earlier, they could have shot the lady's eyes out. They just unloaded on and had their beautiful little baby, 1 year old, in the backseat. Dorothy, I'm telling you, it's an unleash. It's like Mary Daly Daddy said years ago, shoot to kill, ask questions later.
Well, I was told this, D, that a man can't ride your back if it's not dead. And everybody's on our back because everybody's been over.
Dorothy,
and we're not being that bridge over troubled water. We've been over and said, been over
you
there
know what,
Dorothy,
here's the scary part about it. Just like you was an activist, alderman. Mm-hmm. I was out there, other people. Everybody who get out there, they try to find a way to get you out the way. If uh-huh. not, throw you in jail like they did me. That's the mentality I'm telling. We in trouble. I just hope we continue to rise up. And I like your optimism because you got to continue to believe.
We will rise up. We just got to make sure that we give our people the right information and move forward. We can't let these folks frame us and define us.
Dude, I told your daughter Jamila, I said, you better follow your mama.
That's Ebony.
That girl is, no, Jamila.
Oh, you mean Jamilito?
Jamilito, I'm sorry.
The one that's executive director of Harold Washington.
No, that's a very strong group. I said, you better follow her. We need more out there. It is very shallow out there right now. You got Al Sharpton, a millionaire move, you know, TV star, so they don't have to get down like that.
But it's only shallow because we're not lifting up. We're letting folks frame us. We are deeper than still water. I told you that.
What if Ebony happened to just, you know, whatever, have a heart attack in a car? They're going to run up on her and shoot her. Come on, Jessica.
Well, I'm not saying for or against. I just raised the question. You
well,
know,
I
raised the question.
That was just hasty on his part. But anyway, Dorothy,
okay.
I'm enjoying your show. I got people down here in California listen to iHeartRadio. VOA is still moving.
Thank
strong.
You. I appreciate it.
And you know, you're the only one I call in, and I don't apologize for that. I don't care who's going to be on the show because I talked to Dorothy on Saturday.
Thank you, Dee. Thank you so much. Someday we'll all be free. I tell you, I like that. You know, I'm going to get weed from Maywood, and then I'm going to ask everybody to hello, we're going to bring it home to me.
Good morning. Love you, Dorothy.
I love you, too. Hey, we're going to be all right. They're not going to frame us. He who frames.
That's right.
They
that's
said
right.
The framer wins and the frame lose. So right now we're being framed, so let's frame ourselves.
I agree with you wholeheartedly, Dorothy. Like I said, I just called to say I feel your vibe, where you're coming from this morning.
Mm-hmm.
And I do believe, like I said, like Curtis Mayfield said, we a winner.
We a winner. Okay, y'all.
If
I don't get it this week, I'll get it next week. I hear you.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Have a great day.
Thank you. Thank you so much. We're a winner. I hope everybody got this other lady song down, this Trudy song down. But I'm just going to tell everybody, look, bring it home to you. If you change your mind, if you ever change your mind, I'm talking to those who reap the benefits, the education and the political benefits of the 60s. If you're the elected officials or preachers or none, or you're a business person who hasn't made it, we just asking you, let's frame it. I want you to change your mind. And I want you to bring it home to us. Come on, we can do it, y'all. Don't leave us. Come on back, y'all, baby, y'all. We need you. Bring it. Y'all hear Lou Ross in the background. Lou Ross do it. Back up singing on that. Yeah. Yeah. Come on. Y'all hear Lou Ross on that song. You say, go on, just take the money and go. We'll be all right. Come on, bring it home, y'all. Bring it home. Bring your love. We need the total black community to get mobilized. I don't know who you are and what you are. This is your home. Yeah. Bring it home, y'all. Because we love you. The other man gonna take your stuff and then kick you out.
Bring it to me. Bring your sweet love.
Yeah.
Bring it all home to me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Y'all bring it home.
You know
come on, I ain't gonna be no slave.
Be no slave.
But black folks can come on home. Because we love you. That's why they said, leave our president alone. You know, black folks love each other. What about a two of you? Come on, y'all.
Bring it on home to me. Yeah.
We did everything we could, but y'all took everything somewhere else and didn't bring it home. But we want you to bring it home to us.
Bring it to me. Bring your sweet loving. Bring it on home.
Bring it home to us, y'all. We want you to bring it home. That was our request for 16 years, bring it home. But bring it home, if we ask our folks to bring it home, we got to figure out how to get it home. Everybody takes it home but black folks. You get black folks stuff, you bill off us, and you take it everywhere but to the black community. You know what's interesting is that, and I won't name the folks, some folks who make all that money off black folks, and I'm about one, you know, they ain't got nothing, no black folks working, you know. And sometimes black folks don't understand that what we have to do as a people and how we have to do as a people, and we have just, we're scared to be nationalistic in terms of our funding, our schools. If we don't do some about this education and some of our folks loving themselves, we are going to be gone. And if we're gone, you're gone. Trust me. Ask some of these teachers. Ask some of these teachers who thought they were here forever, some of these social workers. They sitting on the side now. Happy birthday, Miss Mary. Happy birthday, Miss Mary. Sarah, how you doing this morning?
Good morning.
Bring it home to me.
I had an opportunity, Dorothy, to work for an organization in East Garfield back in the 70s.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Our Own.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the concept of some brilliant young black professionals who had accomplished academic levels and had come back home and was trying to encourage others to do the same.
Mm-hmm.
And it was primarily focused on people who had graduated from Marshall High School.
Mm-hmm.
They scared the hell out of the local population.
I bet they did. Because they were talking nationalism.
They didn't. I mean, they were just so fearful of what was going on that no matter which way they turned themselves, no matter how they broke their presentation down into one-syllable language, the people just rebelled against them. I won't mention the name of the guy.
You know why they did that, Sal? That's what I was saying earlier. Our people are afraid when you talk nationalistic. They think something is wrong with that.
Right.
They equate doing for self as being crazy.
Absolutely.
And in fact, everybody's doing. I was reading the creed of, I was telling everybody, but you need to do this. No, everybody's working on their behalf. I don't know how long you've been listening, but I played earlier Bridge Over Troubled Water when I said the elected officials, the minister, the anointed leader, supposed to be that bridge over troubled water for our community.
Right.
And when they don't be that bridge, we sink. And that's our problem right now. And we have got to, and you know, I hate to have you go. I was not trying to make the sales go, but it was A Plan for America, the book that was written by Ron Emanuel when he was in Congress. And one thing he said in that book was, the one who framed it wins, and the ones who've been framed lose. You can take that in different ways.
Right.
So folks are framing our community how it is now, and we're not framing, whether it's our music, whether it's our elected officials, whatever, they're framing it, and we have got to take back in order to save our children.
You know, we're at a point now where we have got to choose our side, who we're going to fight for, who we're going to stand up for.
Well, you was in the service, right?
Oh, yeah.
And you knew that in the service you got to take a position and decide to do what you got to do.
Well, this whole concept that I throw out periodically about, you really have to be careful as to who you want in your foxhole.
Right.
Because when it comes down to it, that person might end up trying to cut a deal with the opposition.
I understand so well.
Absolutely. I want to say something about D.C. and the shooting
mm-hmm.
and the Capitol Police.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you're talking about a joke.
They act like they looked like they wasn't prepared, didn't they? It was so funny. How could this woman get up on that close to the White House?
The Capitol Police,
mm-hmm.
I mean, is a joke. And I don't know how many people got a chance to see the commander of the Capitol Police, but the uniform he had on looked like something that you would wear on Saturday Night Live when you're really trying to blow up something and make a real joke out of it. Well, that was how we saw the Capitol Police when I lived there. Nothing. Just looked good, dressed well. Uniforms were always sharp, but in terms of their contribution toward adding to the tranquility, peace of mind, lowering the stress level in D.C., they weren't about nothing.
Well, you know, I thought that they looked like they weren't prepared when the lady came up. I could understand how she could jump over the barricades and do all that in the first place. If they had been prepared, it looked like they, what that showed to those who were trying to get up, that they might not be as prepared. And, you know, this woman was able to move around where they should have been able to stop her and someone said, shoot the tires or do something. She so took up a lot of time there. They didn't
get
prepared to me.
She did.
Okay, thank you.
I'm looking forward to seeing you next week, Dorothy. I'll touch base with Ebony.
Okay.
Schedule a time.
All right, bye-bye. This is really something. You know, he said, frame them. Is it framing? The ones who frame win, the framer lose. And that's why we were framed so early. I remember how he tried to frame Harold Washington earlier on Lie Don't Know. And it almost took us under. We fought back. And I want to thank Jimmy for redefining what we're doing, what she did with Harold Washington. Because when you look at what happened over there at Beverly, where they gave Beverly this and they framed her, like, oh, the good. And over here, the bad, because you're not supposed to be dealing with your own culture. But as he said, and it makes sense. That's why in the Civil Rights Movement, we'd always get out there and deal with our argument. He who framed wins. The one who's been framed lose. And right now, the black community is losing because our community is being framed by somebody else. 773-591-1689. We're streaming live, www.wvon.com. This is Coffee Tea and a Conversation with me, Dorothy Wright Tilden, here at this great WVON studio in Chicago. We're also on iHeartRadio, and we're on Black Planet. We're on Group, and we're also Group Facebook and Facebook. Now, how do you frame a person? You put them in jail, you make them criminal, you be there. Some folks should be there, some folks shouldn't. And some of these folks, we can't make excuses for them, you know. And some folks we can, but we're not going to be framed. Like, that's why I said you have to take control of your music and the message. That's why I took music out to school, art out to school. You know, we had glee clubs. We had all kind of band. We had sports. You got to get this stuff. But in those schools that's making it, they got all those things. But we had people like Sam Cooke and all of them who was giving us messages and telling us stuff. You know, when he said he was riding down the highways of Alabama, because Sam was, see, all of them was very involved in the Civil Rights Movement, too. All of these folks wrote songs for the movement. So they said, now let's look at the Civil Rights Movement and see how the movement worked. The movement worked because they had a whole thing going on. Everybody was working towards the movement, including the message in the song. So that's why a lot of our music got taken away from us, the ability to do it, and some of our folks just sold it out. But this is a song I want to play, and I think about Michelle Alexander, who said New Jim Crow is the prison. Sam Cooke, he wrote this on some paper riding down the highway when he saw these brothers on the chain gang. A lot of them was on the chain gang who had done nothing. And I just want to play this for those brothers who's listening today, who called up and listening to me, who's trying to go straight and do things, who didn't do nothing, who got convicted wrongly. This is Sound of the Men, Working on the Chain Gang by Sam Cooke. And then I'm going back to the phone, y'all. Hold on. You got it there? Chain Gang? And see, listen at it, y'all. Happy birthday, Miss Mary. My whole show been dedicated to Dorothy's nanny. Your box is coming.
Never to know. That's the sound of the men working on the chain gang. That's the sound of the men working on the chain.
Our music did something too, y'all.
All day long they're saying.
He made that song when he was driving down the highway. Looking at our brothers, he was snatched up.
Well, don't you know
made
that's the sound of the men working on the chain gang. That's the sound of the men working on the chain gang. All day long, they work so hard.
Feeling those jokes free, like they're doing now.
Working on the highways and byways and wearing a frown. You hear them moaning their lives away. Then you hear somebody say, that's the sound of the men working on the chain gang. That's the sound of the men working on the chain gang. Can't you hear them saying, I'm going home one of these
days. I'm going home to see my woman, whom I love so dear. But meanwhile, I've got to work right here. That's the sound of the men working on the chain.
Come on, Courtney.
The sound of the men working on the chain. I want you to know how our people, the message was in our music, how we all work together. I tell you, we came down different roads, one objective, the liberation of black people. Go right into Mansong. I thought that was very great. Hey, Mansong, you better come on now, Doctor.
Hey, Hotep, you too. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Hey, well, listen, I have an appreciation for this whole strategy of framing, but of course we've been talking about that in terms of Coochie Chagalia.
Okay, well, help me out. But I just think our people need to understand about the frame, what's going on in our community right now.
We speak for ourselves, name ourselves, create for ourselves, rather than having others do it. But the main reason I was calling was to give the Kawaita definition of nationalism, because we've been confused with that. Nationalism, dear people, according to Dr. Karinga, the cultural scientist, is the concept and conviction that we black folks are a distinct people, that we therefore have the right and responsibility to organize and unite our people so that we can gain the structural capacity to define, defend, and develop our image and interest in the world.
Mm-hmm.
We have the nationalism of the oppressed. The white man has the nationalism of the oppressor, which turns into racism and white supremacy. So it's two distinct things. We are the nationalism of the oppressed.
Well, but God, but man, son, the problem, I think the point made here, because we run out of time, you woke up late this morning. The point is that black folks are afraid to work on behalf of black people. They think something's going to happen. Everybody else work on behalf of themselves. So
we got to get that clear definition.
Yeah, but you know, black folks, wherever you are, should not be afraid to work on behalf of black people. When a black person come in, it should have the black advantage, just like everybody else.
We need clear alternative definitions.
Well, while we're working on that alternative, man, song.
Yeah, I know. I just want to say understand. This.
Uh-huh.
Dr. Bobby Wright warned us years ago. He said, you cannot explain black phenomena properly with white definitions.
Okay.
Okay. Have a good one.
You too now. Bye-bye. I got to run. How much time I got there, Courtney? I think I got to go in a few minutes. Barbara, hurry up for me. Barbara?
Yes.
Okay, hurry up because I'm running out of time. Hey, and Coba, yes, how you doing?
James Baldwin said, you have to decide who you are and force the world to deal with you,
mm-hmm.
not with this idea of you.
Mm-hmm.
And then Cobra and the Uhura movement today are going to have a fantastic workshop we want everyone to come to. The Community Under Siege, Violence and Occupation in the Black Community, How Do We Heal? Today, 9 to 4 p.m. at Trinity Episcopal Church, 125 East 26th.
Let me ask you a
and
question,
girl.
I have a question for you. You know, you had the Caribbean people from all over the Caribbean nations.
14 nations are Great Britain.
Let me finish. They was at the United Nations talking about reparation. I know quite a few of the Caribbean countries have copies of my ordinance that I passed, because when I was in office, I said
okay.
to them. Yeah,
okay.
And I've spoken to some of those countries over there. I've been over and spoken to them. But
mm-hmm.
my question for Nkoba was, why wasn't someone at the United Nations on behalf of Nkoba joining them to speak for reparation? That's my question.
We have some Caribbean countries involved with that.
Yeah, but I'm saying, you don't have time for you to answer this week, but I need to know why, because I kept looking to see what you all going to be at the United Nations. Putting our stuff is for the United Nations, just like they did. But I got to run out of time. I'm running out of time. But call you back.
Come on down to 125 East 26th Street today from 9 to 4. I'm going to be speaking on This Is How We Heal.
Okay. And just let me know. And Tam, if you listen, y'all call me and tell me why y'all want to see the United Nations last week. Thank you. I tell you, it's very important. It's been a great show. It's been a great show, y'all. But everybody was at the United Nations last week. These black countries who are suing for reparations, and black folks from America, the descendants of enslaved Africans in America, who have been leading this reparation, repairing the damage fight, had no one at the United Nations. I need to ask the question, why not? Why wasn't Nkoba somebody there at the United Nations? presenting our case before the United Nations about repairing the damage by what was done to the descendants of enslaved Africans in America, demanding that a Marshall Plan be put in place like they did over in Britain, that they put a Marshall Plan in place for the descendants of enslaved Africans in America, education, economic, mentally, and all the other stuff, that they should put that in place. And Cobra, I'm challenging you. You wasn't there. Call me next week. This is Dorothy Wright Tillman. We've been at the Talk of Chicago. In Chicago, this great WBON, every Saturday morning from 6 to 8, we're here. And you missed the show, you can listen back on Blog Talk, go on Dorothy Tillman Blog Talk or Jimmy the Underground Blog Talk. Until next week, y'all. Until next week when I come back to see you, and I'll play some of Elijah Muhammad, next week. Reparations now.
This place called Tobacco Road. But it's home. Get a job with the help and the grace of God. I'll save my money and get rich, I know, and then bring it back to Tobacco Road. Bring down a mic and a crane, blow it. And keep the name Tobacco Road. Call it a home, yeah. It's the only life I've ever known. Oh, Lord, I despise you, cause you are filthy, hell-hearted, but I love you because you're my home. Well, out the back.